Hi, and welcome to another episode of Something Wiki This Way Comes. I'm Thomas Tolles.
I'm Jesse Bergen.
And I'm Kathy Herbert.
That is our very special guest. Kathy, in tradition that we started last week, tell us something about yourself.
Okay, I just moved into a house with a pool.
Whoa. Sweet, that's actually so cool.
I don't pay for it.
Wow. Yeah. So have you? When do you think you'll start making use of the pool?
Immediately.
Nice.
We got a heater. I got to help set it up this weekend because I don't pay rent. Geez. So
wait,
I have to set up the heater.
How is this like a legitimately like backyard pool?
This is
like
a backyard in-ground pool. I'm bragging. I'm sorry to brag. This has been a childhood dream of mine.
The platform.
So
for
you
bragging.
Moved into a house with a pool and you don't have to pay for anything.
It's kidney shaped. The pool.
Oh, nice. I thought you meant like the reason that you had all this money now.
I don't have money.
Okay, got it. Cool.
Kidneys.
Well, so if that's you're not great. Impressed yet, audience, bear with us.
Above ground pool, kidney shaped.
No,
that's an in-ground, Jesse.
An above ground kidney shaped pool. I was talking about what I have, guys.
Still working on your listening skills?
Yeah, it's half deflated. That's why it's kidney shaped.
Cool. So enough chit chat, folks. Let's get down to brass tacks. This week's article is Wiki, How to Become a Horse Whisperer. The intro reads, horse whisperers are people who are able to calm horses and work with difficult-to-train horses. This takes years to master, or in this case, about 40 minutes or so. One becomes a horse whisperer by developing an innate sense of the animals. It is one thing to be able to work with a horse, but it is quite something else to do it with the gentle actions of a horse whisperer.
Oh, the dulcet tones of Thomas slowly whispering. Oh, if I were a horse, I would be very calm right now.
Jesse is just allowing me to mount him without trouble right now.
Oh boy.
So I don't know. Do you two have any experience with horses in your actual lives?
I have a little experience. I used to work at a petting zoo.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Were they young ponies and things like that, or were they full?
One of them died a couple years after I stopped working there because he was really old.
Oh, jeez.
But, you know, there's another one that's still there as far as I can tell. And I worked there like 10 years ago.
Whoa, that's great.
Out at like a farm
kind
of situation?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when I picture petting zoos, I picture like mostly like goats and sheep and like smaller animals.
Yeah, that's why I thought like a mini horse.
Right, there was like a mini horse. And I used to love...
so cute.
I used to love to embarrass the parents because I would have the kids come into the barn with their parents, and I'd be like, can anyone tell me what this animal is? Oh, it's a goat. Can you tell me what that animal is? Oh, it's a sheep. And then I'd get to the miniature horse, and I'd say, can anyone tell me what this animal is? And no one would say anything, and inevitably one of the parents would go, like, in a really leading tone to try to get their kid to say it, it's a Shetland pony. And I'd go, nope, it's a miniature horse.
Roasted, parents.
Yeah.
And as we know, with miniature horses, you have to whisper extra quiet because their ears are so small.
Yeah.
I don't know if that tracks.
No, for sure. So
horse tracks. Okay.
Nice. Let's get into it. Part one, learning about horses. Oh my goodness. There's an image, and I hope that the article's still up. Follow along if you can. Of a horse the size of a mountain that someone is...
Like a Pete's Dragon situation, like, if Pete's
horse.
Dragon was a horse.
So
yes.
The first thing you're going to have to learn about horses is everything you thought you knew is a lie.
This horse's head is, like, for scale, there's a woman in the picture, and his head is as big as her torso.
Yeah. This looks like the horse after it got drowned in the Neverending Story, and they, like, dredged up its bloated body. Anyway, step one, respect that horses are powerful and complex animals. True. If you don't take the time to properly respect horses, you should not attempt to become a horse whisperer.
I just want to point out that this article was written by an expert, reviewed by an expert. Yeah. I don't know who wrote this. Yeah. Anyone could have written this.
Reviewed poorly by an expert.
So they know what they're talking about. This is, you're getting your information straight from the source.
Some kind of mouth.
Yes. I wanted to avoid that.
So, do you two respect horses in your daily lives?
I do.
Well, that's very brave of you.
Yeah. Pretty topical because the the big horse race that the name fails to come to my mind. The Kentucky Derby.
I thought you were talking about politics.
Oh, yeah, right.
The biggest horse race.
The Democrats.
Come on, Macron.
They have a horse NASCAR. A donkey is really making asses out of themselves.
Whoa. You
know, can we swear on this podcast?
Not liberally, but if we're describing animals, then yes.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was a accurate description. I said it.
Yeah. I don't respect the horse race that is politics, but the Kentucky Derby, really cool event.
Do you guys know who won the Kentucky Derby?
Can we try to guess? Is it a funny horse name?
It's actually a pretty inspiring horse name.
Mm. Is it Secretariat?
No. I believe Secretariat was in a movie. Mm-hmm. Was it real? Probably.
Yeah, I think it's a historical horse.
Was Shia LaBeouf in that movie?
Mm. Was that the movie that Shia LaBeouf was in? I thought that was about a zebra.
No, that was Racing Stripes.
Right.
Right. What was the movie where the horse talks to the pig? Is that Babe?
I think so.
Or Charlotte's Web.
Right.
They all talk to each other.
There's lots of great horse racing movies out there.
But who won the Kentucky Derby, Jesse?
A little horse called, I don't know how little the horse was, but...
Miniature.
Shetland pony called Always Dreaming.
Aww.
Oh,
I know, isn't that great?
That's sweet.
In this dark time of asinine politics.
Wow.
See what I did there? It's nice to, like, be reminded that we can have hope and we can, like, dream.
That's great. Keep dreaming,
in
folks.
In conclusion, mad respect.
Mad respect for horses. So step two, learn how a horse works and thinks. Study up on horses' perspective and horses' idea of what is the most important in life.
Right. Carrots, apples,
sugar, salt licks.
Not having things pop out from behind you really quickly.
Yeah. Oh, that's real.
Being giant made of wood and having little soldiers inside of you.
And being inspiring.
Yeah. And rocking. Horses are known rockers.
Can you believe that one horse won all three big races in America last year?
Really?
American Pharoah. Won all three, the Triple Crown.
I didn't even know you followed this.
For some reason, I know this.
A lot more about this than I'm comfortable admitting.
Yes.
Are you a horse whisperer?
I might be. Let's just say, I might be.
Ooh. Almost a hush there fell over us.
It's also good to note that a horse's perspective is about 8 or 9 feet off the ground in general.
But almost 360 degrees around.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's why you got to be careful when you're standing behind them.
Is that their one blind spot?
Yeah, like their blind spot is very, very small. So if you're standing directly behind them, but you move even just the tiniest little bit, they'll be like, whoa, what's that?
And they'll like kick you.
And they'll kick
possibly.
You.
Possibly.
Yeah. You got to put your hand on them whenever you're behind them.
Oh, man.
Petting zoo knowledge.
Good to know.
Yeah. Wow. Don't hurt yourselves out there whispering to these horses in the rear end.
Into their front.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're really serious about learning about horses, step three, consider getting a specialized 2 or 4 year degree. Many universities have programs that are designed to help people work with horses. Check with your local 2-year and 4-year colleges to see what types of programs they have available. Now,
we're going to release this podcast in 2 or 4 years once we all get our degrees, just to make sure that it's entirely legitimate.
Yeah.
I just want to call attention to the name on the certificate, because there's two things that strike me as odd here. So it's Jorge Zimmer. It's spelt like the anglicized George, but with a J. And it also feels kind of close to George Zimmerman, the guy who shot Trayvon Martin. And I don't know. Anyway, I just thought it was a weird choice in a lot of different ways.
Right. I mean, you're assuming that this is the name of the person who completed the program and not the horse pictured on the certificate. I think you're jumping to a conclusion.
Right. Yeah. Don't get us wrong. Horses can also become horse whisperers. They know horses' perspective better than anybody.
It's true.
They only need the 2-year degree.
It's true.
They can do an accelerated study and... you know, online courses, all that stuff. Online horses.
Yeah, very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, they don't have to do English as an additional language either. They can just stick with their traditional
native tongue.
Exactly.
And you know, if you whisper to a horse in horse, you're just going to up your horse whispering by 800%.
Whoa.
Absolutely. Yeah. 800% on the nose.
You're going to want to whinny right in that ear. What do you think you would minor in if you were majoring in horse whispering? Mm.
Sheep yelling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Yeah. Yeah, herding cats. Mm-hmm.
Indoor voice. Iguana.
Dog doula. Talk.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Oh,
wow, yeah.
Kangaroo administration.
So once you've got your degree, step four, look for an apprenticeship to help you learn how to become a horse whisperer. This...
You gotta find an expert horse whisperer.
So as you can see in this picture, Ash Ketchum has caught another... A ponytaw, it looks like.
The non-fire version.
Yeah.
This horse is staring directly into my soul.
Just barreling the camera here.
Sorry.
Well, when you're whispering to a horse, Thomas, you have to look it in the eye. And if you can't hold that gaze, you're just not ready.
Yeah, this is a great training ground for whether you feel comfortable being leered at by a, you know, 8-foot-high animal. Jeez. Oh my goodness, I'm really distracted.
So, Kathy, when you were at this petting zoo, did they have an apprenticeship for a horse whisperer?
Yeah, me, actually.
Oh, nice.
They didn't call it horse whispering. But they were definitely training me to, like, take over as the horse lady when the other horse lady left.
The horse lady.
I was going to be the horse lady. I was going to, they let me ride one of their horses sometimes after
work. Once you've joined up.
Yeah. And I didn't have any experience.
You were talking at them, like, your normal volume.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't have experience riding either.
Oh,
so it was like, and I was on this horse, and he was in charge.
Wow. Did you spook him ever?
Oh, yeah. One time I actually almost got stepped on by a Clydesdale.
Oh, those are big horses,
they're huge,
right?
Yeah.
Their hooves are
His
like...
name was Thunder, and he almost crushed me.
That's jeez, wow.
Startlingly appropriate.
This is a high-stakes career, folks. I mean, Kathy barely made it to the recording today.
Yeah.
It's true.
But, you know, I'm like horse whisperer level, like, white belt.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
The first belt. White saddle, actually, as
white
they
saddle.
Call it in the biz.
So, step five, join a club. Farm or horse clubs such as 4-H can give you the opportunity to work with horses. Contact local farming clubs and organizations near you to find out if you can join.
Oh, you can come up with some fun names for your club, too, your horse club.
I can just imagine a lot of funny ones coming to me
now. Oh, well, absolutely, share.
You
got any just fun names.
Clip-on clop.
You can all wear, like, clip-on ties. That's
kind
of fun. Yeah, that's good.
And clop is sort of like club.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Big stretch, but sure.
Thanks.
Yep.
What's your genius one?
You could do like Colt...
45.
Colt 45 would be great. Thank you for finishing that.
Yeah.
I only had 50% of that name.
I did
Colt 45.
Yeah, the second two years of your degree.
And it could be like
the,
I would go with something like horseradish. Something about horseradishes.
Nice.
Fun. Yeah,
the horseradish riders.
That's great.
And everyone would be required to bring a radish.
Okay. Let's cut that part off.
Hugh Heffer?
Hugh Heffer.
That's
your
cow.
You're right. I mean, the hoof. Yes. Okay.
Come on.
Moving on.
Come on. And he's, come on, Hugh Hefner? That guy's a pig. Step six, take up a sport with horses. There are many horse-related sports. Polo, racing, rodeos, and trick competitions are all competitive ways to get involved with horses. Sometimes schools and colleges will have clubs or groups. In other cases, it may take some research online to find a local group that plays sports with horses.
So, I don't know, you can play soccer with the horse.
Yeah, horse basketball.
Humans versus horses, often how they're divided up when you play these sports.
Shirts versus saddles.
Yeah.
That's right. Skins versus leathery horse hair skins. Yep. These, I just want to point out, these horses in the pictures are so muscular.
Mm-hmm.
They're like so
well, if you're
ripped.
Playing competitive sports with your horse, you're going to want him to work out every single day.
You're going to want a muscular bro horse.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely want him.
Give him those protein shakes,
horse.
Those raw eggs on his salt lick.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love that scene in Secretariat where the horse runs up the steps and then raises its hooves in the air by the statue. And
I like the scene in Secretariat where James Spader hits the horse's butt with a paddle.
Jesus.
I like the scene in Secretariat where James Spader tells the horse a charming story from his childhood and brings it back around to the fact that he's going to kill the horse.
Yeah, I mean, definitely a power play. Mm. You might gain the horse's, you know, respect purely through fear. I wouldn't advise it.
Right. Well, if you're James Spader, I would.
Right, of course. I mean, he basically has a default whisper. Like, that's... Everything he says is basically just like, I'm serious and sardonic.
He's got the voice for the job.
Yeah. counterpoint to our listeners, if you want to watch the movie Mannequin, just do that and then tell me what you think of James Spader. No more comment. Just look up Mannequin.
Yeah.
Just look up the movie Mannequin.
I don't think
I know. Is that the one with Kim Cattrall?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a mannequin.
And she comes to life,
woman.
And she's like a literal objectified, or is she?
Well, that doesn't matter. The point is, James Spader is in it, and he's like a weaselly little owner of a mall, and he's not the James Spader that we know and love. He's not a very different James Spader in that film.
He's not the distinguished, classy James Spader of, let's say, The Blacklist.
No.
Everybody's dad's favorite show.
Right.
Which brings us to part two, working with horses. Step one. Feed horses. I think that's sort of
Let's move on,
enough
shall we?
Said. Step two. Once you're finished feeding the horses, groom and pet horses. Get a horse grooming kit and take good care of it.
The kit the and kit. The horse. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Ambiguous subject, but works on both counts.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't... I mean, the worst thing about being a horse whisperer is having a rusty horse grooming kit that's just been sitting out in the rain, hasn't received enough love or attention, is... you know, rebellious little grooming kid.
And actually, a tip that they told me at the petting zoo is before you become a horse whisperer, you should become a horse grooming kit whisperer.
Mm.
Yep.
You know, learn to really respect your horse grooming kit.
Talk to those tools.
Feed your horse grooming kit.
Understand its perspective. And
whisper sweet nothings into that brush.
Exactly.
Respect that it's a complex object.
Mm-hmm. That's going to take at least 6 months in school.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Step three, once you've pet and fed a horse, buy it. Buy your own horse. Horse ownership can be an important part of taking your dedication to horses to the next level. So I guess, again, Steve Buscemi is seemingly giving money to a horse in this image. The horse is just staring dead ahead right into my soul again.
A wrinkled Ray Wise is... forking over some
I think these might be the characters from Fargo, like Steve Buscemi and the other hitmen, Greer or whatever his name is.
You lost me.
Anyway, they look very
similar.
That
might actually be the Green Arrow.
Oh, yeah. Stephen Amell?
I don't know his name.
I don't know.
Right.
So, neither do I. Totally.
Blonde Robin Hood.
I totally don't know his name either.
So once you grow out of sneaking into another stable to feed and groom someone else's horse...
You're definitely going to have to whisper if you're on private property.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah.
You're going to take the next step, bring it to the next level, buy your own horse. Which brings us to step three, part three, step one. Part three, communicating with horses. Step one, spend time around horses.
And this horse picture has the most luscious, fluttery lashes... Mm-hmm.
This is borderline a brony horse right here. We're getting into Rainbow Dash territory.
And, you know, I feel like the human in the picture shares the horse's mane style.
Mm.
Definitely.
Which is a really great way to bond with your horse.
Mm-hmm. It looks like he put his, like, styling mousse into the horse's mane that morning to get it...
Get it all spiky.
Yeah.
He probably used his mane and tail.
Yeah.
Head and shoulders, mane and tail.
If you're going to want to spend time around horses, because if you go in cold turkey, you've never met a horse before, you try to whisper that horse, it's going to have nothing. It's going to have none of that. It's going to be, give you the cold shoulder.
Yeah. You're like an undercover detective of horses. You need them to think that you're one of their own.
You're like an RCMP officer.
And horses can sniff a narc from
miles.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely.
They've got big noses.
Apples and narcs. The two things that horses love to sniff.
Step two. Listen to horses.
Mm-hmm. Now, you might be thinking that if you're a horse whisperer, you're going to be doing most of the vocalizing.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're wrong.
Yeah, the horse whispers back.
It's true. Well, sometimes you whisper so long into the horse that it whispers back, I believe. Yes, that's almost a warning, that if you spend too much time horse whispering... You might find yourself crossing that threshold and never being able to communicate with a human again.
Yeah, and once you do that... you better make sure you're a darn good horse whisperer.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Because you're not going to be whispering at anyone else.
It's true.
Yeah, the end game of horse whispering can be full integration into horse society. And, you know, that's an ambitious goal, but it is possible. People have done it.
It's like an Animorphs when they would stay in the animal form too long and they would get like, oh, now Derek's a bird forever.
Mm-hmm. And it's important to remember that if you do end up going full horse, make sure that you have a human friend who can then be a horse whisperer to you to interpret for you to the other humans should you need to do your taxes or other human activities.
Right, exactly. And if you ever forget your name, you can never return to the world of humans.
True.
Step three, teach your horse that you are the leader. Horses read body language and use physical language as well to express themselves. Horses will also read your body language to determine whether or not you are in charge. Little things like crowding your space or chewing on your shirt can indicate that a horse does not see you as a leader. It is important to teach your horse that you are in charge. You're going to want to, you know, chew your own shirt, show him that that's your food, not his. Mm-hmm. You can throw some scrap heap shirts to the horse if he's been a good little guy.
Chew on his shirt.
Mm.
Yeah, absolutely.
His coat.
Make him wear a shirt and then chew on it.
Nice.
If you can put a shirt on a horse, you're already
really,
really far into this process.
If you can put a shirt on a horse, you don't have to worry about, he knows you're the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you have good taste.
What I like to do when I'm showing a horse that I'm a leader, I like to get a chair. I like to put it backwards, sit on it, and go, okay, horse, let's rap.
Right.
You know, let's, it's just you and me. I'm you know, on your level. Let's just, like, I'm just like you, you know?
Mm-hmm. You could perform a short stand-up set, and then afterwards be like, hey, I have some merch. I'm just going to throw some shirts out to the horses in this
Exactly.
And you can chew on those.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Cool. So, step four. Consider learning how to join up with a horse. Joining up with a horse is a specific training method developed by the legendary Monty Roberts that uses a round pen to confine a horse. While the horse is confined, the trainer stands in the center and makes loud noises to frighten the horse into running in circles around the pen.
That sounds really abusive.
That doesn't sound like whispering, does
the
it?
The opposite of whispering, I would say. After a little while, the trainer reduces the noise and then goes silent and waits for the horse to approach. This introduction is called the join-up.
It's almost like negging, like pickup culture,
This it's super abusive.
That's
feeling
like make them feel bad and then stop saying things, and then they feel like they have to, like...
Yeah.
I walk up into the club making loud noises to frighten the ladies into running in circles.
Right, make sure it's one of those round clubs.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And fenced in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go to Cowboys.
Sometimes it can be really embarrassing if you're going to join up with a horse later and they ghost on you.
Mm,
they're just not there. Yeah. And they're like, hey, we talked about this. I thought we were like going to join up.
Exactly, like,
I've been told. I like to use Google Hangout sometimes, too.
Google Horse Out?
Yes.
Classic.
Google Range Out. No.
I'm feeling plucky.
Google Home on the Range.
Right.
Nice.
That's good. Yeah.
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 Part four, establishing your business. So we just learned how to communicate with horses.
You're going to want to make money off of this.
Come on.
How to become a horse whisperer. The end game, of course, being to make money.
Mad stacks.
You spent all that money buying a horse. Now let's make that horse work for you.
Earn back. I don't know how much horses cost. Mm-hmm. Your $300 back, I assume.
If it's old.
Right.
So step one of establishing a business is advertising. Horse whisperers get clients by word of mouth primarily.
That's good.
That's very good. But you may also want to consider running some ads when you first get started. You can advertise in horse magazines, in the local horse newspaper, or through any classes or horse stables near your home.
So, I prefer the local horse newspaper.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The mom and pop horse newspapers.
Because if there's one thing I can't stand, it's these big corporate horse newspapers.
Right. I like the Washington Hitching Post is really good. Et cetera.
The new Borker, that one's for dogs.
Right. Mm-hmm. I was going to say New Pork Times, but that's for pigs. So
I
will delete this from the podcast.
But yeah, it's true. I think that the local papers really get to the heart of what matters in horses. They're not, you know, they don't have those deep pockets that connect to Cattle Magazine or whatever it might be that has their own agenda.
Right. Sheeple Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Wake up, sheeple.
I'm up.
So once you've advertised your business, step two, make sure to set aside money to pay your taxes.
So important. If you don't do this, you could be horse whispering in prison for a while.
This is really a step that could be at the end of every WikiHow article.
You're going to find yourself in your own stable that you will not be able to escape from. Yeah,
and the guards will be making loud noises, and you're going to have nowhere to run to.
Except in circles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, sort of a no-brainer, not really related to horse whispering directly, but don't get so carried away by your passion for horses that you, you know, forget about our laws.
It's true. Just because you've crossed over into a world of prancing and just running through fields and being in the natural world, you gotta land sometime. You know, you gotta come home. You gotta go back to human society and just become a wage slave.
And it's important to note that there's a lot of persecution of horse whisperers.
Yes.
Oh, so, my gosh. Like, you got to make sure you pay, like, everything is right on the dime. A lot of people who have regular jobs, they can get away with messing up on their taxes. If you're a horse whisperer, government's going to come at you.
You're pretty much going to get audited automatically when they see horse whisperer as your, like, job title. Yeah.
And that's something that we in the horse whispering community, I as a white belt horse horse whisperer, just want to say, like, that's something we're really passionate about and that we're trying to fight back against that prejudice. Well,
you represent your whole profession. Like, if you're a horse whisperer and you make a mistake, that stereotype becomes applied to all horse whisperers.
Right.
Exactly. And that's not right.
Yeah.
It's not right.
But it's the way it's seen. Whispering is famously, you know, a sort of surreptitious thing that you do. It feels suspicious, you know? And so it's hard for them not to be paranoid about us.
A lot of people, because, you know, we horse whisper for the love of it and not for the money necessarily, a lot of people don't take it seriously as a career.
We barely set aside enough to pay our taxes each year. So, step three, call veterinarians in your area to provide your contact information. So, if your horse has grown to the size of, you know, the one that appears in this article, you're going to want to get that checked out.
Right. If Paul Bunyan is looking at your horse and is like, that's too big of a pet, you're going to want to contact a vet. They might have Jack disease.
Yeah, and you can... You can look in your local horse newspaper for your horse veterinarian, and they will come over quick as a colt. Right.
As they say, famous expression.
Yeah.
Fast as a Mustang.
Quick as a filly? I don't know.
So close.
All right. Step four, attend trade shows to network with other professionals. Look, you're not going to get anywhere in horse whispering if you don't have those connects.
Yeah, it's all about networking.
Who are the big names in horse whispering right now?
I can name. Oh,
that guy from the... What was his name?
Rooney Mara.
Rooney Mara.
Yeah, she's great. Robert Durst.
Shia LaBeouf from Secretariat.
Of course, Tobey Maguire from Seabiscuit.
Seabiscuit.
That was the one we
were talking about. The whole time I was like, there's some other movie that I don't know.
It was an S horse movie.
Jeez.
Lots of great horsemen. Yeah. Headless Horsemen.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good one.
And get on Horse Tinder.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Get on all the horse social media sites.
Yep, get on Facebook. Couldn't think of anything funny to do with Facebook, so I'll just call it Facebook.
Get on
Trotter.
Trotter.
That's good. Yep, I like that
Insta-gallop.
One.
Instagallop.
That's right.
You don't want to build up to a gallop.
HeySpace.
HeySpace.
Get on
HeySpace. Yeah, you know, HeySpace is still, a lot of people like to make fun of HeySpace.
It's mostly just horse bands, though.
But it's still a viable option.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
And a thriving medium.
Absolutely.
So, final step of establishing your business and of becoming a horse whisperer, set up a simple website. Which brings us to our first advertiser. Squarespace is a great resource for creating custom websites. They have a lot of different templates that you can choose from. Thomas, and you can really...
What are you doing? We're not paid to talk about Squarespace.
This is what I call wishful thinking, Jesse.
Oh, right. The secret. Oh, well, always be dreaming.
Thanks.
ABD.
Well, I've sort of run out of steam here. Find another way to set up. I've actually found
some more copy here, actually, Thomas. Mm-hmm. This episode is actually sponsored by NatureBox.
Oh.
So, you know, they deliver a box of pine cones, twigs, other assorted old sour berries.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah. They just deliver it right to your door. NatureBox. Build it beautiful.
Great. So now that we've finished our ad break and the
Forbes mm-hmm. magazine
wants
us to talk about them.
Mm-hmm. Kathy, you can read the copy on that.
Sure. Yeah. You know, Forbes magazine. It's you know, if you're a rich guy and you got a lot of horses,
mm-hmm.
too many horses,
probably want to read Forbes. They got great, you know, business words and just. Tons of business stuff for your business, mm-hmm. for your horse whispering business.
And this sentence we have to read, so just read that one and then we're good.
Okay, this sentence says...
So we're not liable to be sued.
Sorry, I feel weird putting you on the spot like this, but...
It's okay, this sentence says, Forbes, sour berries.
Cool. Right. They really did not want us to miss that.
No.
So that brings us to the end of our article, the end of our money-making scheme... Folks, we'll be back in just a moment with some improvised comedy.
We open on a green field with lots of birds and daffodils, buttercups, wildflowers, buzzing bees.
And a big chestnut tree right in the center. Under which, in the shadows, rests a lone horse.
It's a chestnut horse.
Horses sleep standing up. Most horses. This one is on its back.
Asleep.
Dreaming?
Perchance.
What is it dreaming of?
It's Email dream. Us at something wiki this way comes. .gmail.com.
Right. We're no longer on GeoCities.
So this horse, it is dreaming. And the sounds of nature are just coming into its horse ears.
Hazel, what's gotten into you?
I'm sick of all these bees. They're always buzzing around my ears.
Well, Hazel, when we bought you and moved you to Honey Hive Farms, you knew what you were getting into.
Oh, Farmer Joe. I think I want to run away from these bees.
Don't you dare. I have you in this circle pen, so if you start running, you'll just run forever.
I just want to run from these bees. I want to run so far away.
Horses can't fly.
One day I'll fly. I'll just fly like right now, and the horse, in its dream which it's having, spreads wings. And it flies.
Hazel, get down here.
No, I'm taking off, Farmer Joe. And Hazel flies and flies just like a bee.
And there's a conference of a bunch of billionaires, and they're like, I think that nothing will ever fail this company until horses fly.
And there she goes, flying right into their window.
Whoa!
Straight into the boardroom.
Listen, we here at Forbes need some new ideas. People don't want to read about rich guys. People hate rich guys now.
Yeah, this horse flying through our window is just the jump start our think tank needs.
Glad to be helping, Forbes. I'm Hazel the Horse, and I'm your new spokeshorse.
Hey, do you think that our interest in sour berries could be adjusted?
Sour berries? You guys need to think about sweetness. And you heard that straight from the horse's mouth.
Wowee.
This horse is a gift. Better not look it in the mouth.
Do we have any more corner offices for up for grabs?
Hazel! Hazel!
Hazel! And the businessmen pick up the horse on their shoulders and march it out of the building, Hazel. Walking down the street. Hazel! Hazel! Hazel!
And the dream fades. And the horse awakens.
The horse awakens. Nearby on the farm, the owner of the farm is about to be seriously audited by some very rich people who are threatening to take his land away.
Now, listen here, Farmer Joe, I believe I am a sensible country man, but the fact of the matter is, you are a horse whisperer.
What? I'm a horse a what a whir?
That's what the talk around the town is, and if it is true that you have been whispering at horses, I'm afraid I'm gonna need to audit you completely, because as you know, we do not trust your kind. Nothing personal. Just government business.
All right, well, I'm just gonna pull out my visor and my half-rimmed glasses. Type, type, typety, type, type, type. As you can see, my taxes are completely in order.
Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. It appears to be in order, but I'm afraid I'm gonna need to see all of your receipts from the past 7 years.
Okay, here are my two receipts. One for 10,000 bees and one for a horse.
My. Everything seems to be very above board here. This is not what I believed would be the case when I came into this farm.
Now you better not be sniffing around here just because you have an interest in my daughter or my son.
And you better not be trying to hide your horse whispering dirty, dirty business from me. Listen
Hazel,
to me.
Hazel. Hazel, come here. Hazel. I need you to run to town. I need you to get the sheriff. The sheriff needs to come here and get this man off my property. You understand? That's a good girl.
I came as quick as I could. Now, what seems to be the trouble, Mr. Big Southern Businessman?
Well, nothing seems to be the trouble so far, Sheriff, but as you can see, this horse whisperer only has two receipts from the past 7 years.
Now, you listen here. When my Betty was taken with the gout, this man talked her off the roof.
Oh, my.
Now, he's a local hero in this town, and I hope that you'll respect our customs.
Oh, absolutely I will. You know, I just came from the city, I mean, the country. I'm a country boy. Oh, goodness me.
I'm getting suspicious about this character. I'd like to see some identification.
Absolutely. Here is my government identification. State of Statesa. And I believe you will find everything in order. I'm just doing my job. My good sheriff, you know, I'll just be on my way. Thank you very kindly for your receipts.
Okay, then. I'll just hang on to this identification, and I'll return it next time you pass through.
Thank you kindly!
We cut to the IRS, where the accountant auditor is talking to their boss.
How did it go?
It didn't go so well, boss. I'm afraid we only got two receipts, and they appear to be in perfect working order.
Gosh diggity dang it, I need that farmland.
Hey, anybody want to get Thai food for lunch?
Shut up!
Sorry.
I had Thai food yesterday,
I know,
Martin.
I really like that new place.
I only eat biscuits.
Okay, sorry.
The green curry was a little much for me.
Look, I didn't mean to derail things.
Look, I want that land to build my IRS-themed amusement park.
All right. I'll go back and do my best, boss.
If you can't find anything dirty, then you make something up.
Make something up? Doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle. And in the businessman's imagination, he's back at the farm. And he's placing... He tiptoes into the corner of the barn, and he places advertisements.
Just all over. Illegal Ooh. Advertisements yeah. all over the barn.
when this farmer, when the sheriff finds out that this farmer's been doing advertisements he wasn't paid for, there's going to be all kinds of dirt mud slinging all over the place. What a great idea.
And then the auditor does this in real life,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. What a great imagination I had. Oh, boy, I came up with a great idea.
Now, Farmer Joe...
Speaking? Whispering?
You want to explain what all these newfangled signs are doing all over your barn and home?
What? What? Horse for sale? What? Free riding lessons? What?
You trying to... space?
You trying to make a quick buck in this town?
I only have one buck. I'm not trying to make any more, Sheriff. I swear, I did not make these advertisements.
Sheriff, I heard there was some kind of commotion going on down here on the Joe farm. Just thought I'd have a look-see.
You know what, Mr. Taxman? I distrusted you at first, but I do believe something awfully strange is going on here.
Well, oh, you can believe me. Hazel saw the whole thing. She was hiding behind the stable. Weren't you, Hazel?
Well, we can't possibly interpret what Hazel is saying. All we can use is our eyes and our ears and the facts.
Hazel chews on the tax man's shirt. I say!
Now get off of there, you stupid horse.
Hear her out. If you just give her a moment of your time and listen. I mean, really listen to what a horse has to say. They can teach you a world of things.
Look, this town was founded on a community spirit, which is that we share everything that we have. And if I find out that you have been exploiting this community spirit to make cash...
Sheriff, I think you should just indulge this insane man and listen to his horse.
I might be insane, but I ain't no insane man.
Well, it'll... What?
That's right. You think I could whisper to a horse if I was 100% man?
Crazy talk, Sheriff. Listen to his horse, and then we can just get out of here. We'll see that it's
all
not.
Right.
It's
all
not
right.
Fiction. It's fiction.
I'll listen to this here, Hazel. No. Hear what she has to say, Hazel. Now come on into my ear here. She's a lot bigger up close than she. Oh, she's staring right at me. Okay. Now what do you have to say there, girl?
Doesn't sound like that horse is saying anything in pure
English.
Wait.
I think I'm starting to pick it up. What are you saying? You're saying that Forbes should change their whole advertising strategy?
No.
To focus on... What? Oh, sorry.
I saw the guy.
Oh, you saw the head guy at Forbes and you pitched your idea to him and it made a big difference, right?
No, that was a dream.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I don't speak horse. I mean, I don't know
Hazel,
why people expected me to...
Hazel, listen to me. You gotta stop trotting around. I'm gonna lose the farm. I'm gonna lose the hives. I'm gonna lose you.
Okay.
Farmer Joe, no. But he can't understand me yet.
Now look, I'll listen to this horse one more time, and then I'm putting my boot down.
I'll try my best for you, Farmer Joe. But you gotta get this man to listen.
Hazel, if you can do this for me, I'm gonna take you on an airplane.
Airplanes? Okay, I'm gonna try. I saw this tax man.
Huh?
Pasting pictures.
It's clear as day.
Pasting all kinds of advertisements up on this here barn.
Oh my goodness. Do you think this horse could make the same testimony in court?
What? I say, this is outrageous. This horse ain't talking. It's all tomfoolery. I'll see my lawyer about this.
We cut to the courtroom. Order, order. I call Hazel to the stand.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am just a simple horse, but I have this to say. We
live in a community.
All right, settle down, Hazel. Keeping it calm, Farmer Joe.
Hazel, have an apple and a sugar cube.
We live in a community where people treat each other right. This here big fat guy who looks like a chicken, just a big suspender-wearing tax man guy, he did that thing that I said he did, and he pasted up all those advertisements. I don't know why. I don't know what he has against horses or horse whisperers, but I think it's real important that we all just learn to love each other, you know? Bring the horse whisperers into the community. It's time! It's time!
Da-dun-da-dun-dun. Hazel! 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 And everyone in the court picks up Hazel and marches her on their shoulders out of the courtroom, down the street.
And as they're marching down the street, they knock over a couple beehives that were really a pain in the butt for Hazel in the past.
And all the bees go after the tax man.
Oh, I say!
Stinging him over and over again.
Ouch! Blink! Ouch! Blink!
He runs back to his fake country home, which collapses around him.
Oh, no!
Buster Keaton style, he stands and one wall falls down and he lands right in the middle of the window.
But the window does break over his head, cutting him severely.
All his own receipts in a gust of wind fly out of his drawers.
Oh no, my receipts!
A bear comes and just like headbutts him in the chest.
And the whole town gathers around Hazel and Farmer Joe to say thanks and remember all the good things that horse whispering has done for their community.
Thanks, Farmer Joe.
Yeah, Farmer Joe. We'll never second-guess horse whisperers again.
Please, don't thank me. Oh, yes, old lady?
Oh, no, it's your time to speak.
No, I insist.
Oh, I was just going to say, you whispered my arthritis away.
Well, I have to tell you guys something. I'm half horse.
He's a monster. No, wait.
I've been hiding it all these years because I know how you feel about this.
Yeah.
I want to be a part of the community.
Farmer Joe, are you really half horse?
Clip, clop, clip, clop, clip, clop.
I wonder why he had those hooves and that rump.
It's true. I am a centaur.
Wow.
Yep.
Farmer Joe, it's me, Hazel.
Hazel, you're a hero. You saved my farm and by extension this town.
Well, more important than me being a hero, you're a horse.
That's right.
You kept it from even Hazel?
It's true.
Well, I have been ordained and... Is this where we're going?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Is it?
Before I die, I would like to perform one non-human marriage ceremony.
Oh, Farmer Joe, please say yes.
Do you take this horse to be your lawfully wedded steed?
I do.
And do you, Farmer Joe, take this horse to be yours to whisper and to hold until death and the glue factory, do you part?
Of course I do, Hazel. And let me just whisper one more thing into your ear. I will never forget this day, metaphorically.
Oh, Joe.
And the sun sets on the beautiful country scene.
We zoom out and we see the tax guy is now like, I don't know, there's a tractor that's, like, running him over.
Yeah.
Maybe a small meteor, like, lands on him.
And somebody brings him some Thai food.
Yeah.
Which he had yesterday.
And he hates.
Okay, folks, that is another great episode. I'm speaking a bit prematurely there, but I would say a great episode of Something Wiki This Way Comes. I've been Thomas Tolles.
I've been Jesse Bergen.
And I'm Kathy Herbert.
Yeah, huge thank you again to Kathy for guesting, for all of her white belt horse knowledge, and for everything that she brought to the table. Really impressive horse sound effects as well. Yeah. That was incredible.
Excellent. We didn't have a horse in studio, believe it or not. That was
Foley art.
There it is.
Yeah,
the
we did
pun
it.
We were waiting got there. For. So, folks, I would love to have you rate us on iTunes. subscribe, tell your friends. Word of mouth is so important, even if you have to whisper it.
Don't go hoarse with all of your whispering. Mm-hmm.
So we always end the same way with a little reminder to the audience.
Before we even do that, sorry, Thomas, I interrupt you at the end of every episode. Yep. Kathy, would you like to plug your friend shows that you're going to be doing?
Yeah, I'm doing two friend shows. I'm in a sketch troupe called President Bear, so that's... I forgot. We're calling our show Hot Garbage with President Bear this year, so look nice. That up. You just look up President Bear, you'll find us. And I'm also doing a play called Schrodinger's Cat. It's a sci-fi comedy, and it's about quantum entanglement, so, you know, you're smart. You want to come to it. You'll get all the jokes.
Cool. Awesome. Those sound great.
Yeah.
That's great. Can I plug some shows too, Jesse?
Fine.
I'm in a fringe show called The House of Yes, which I'm really excited for, with the 28th Minute and Half Empty. It's a dark comedy about role-playing the JFK assassination with your sister in a sexual way.
We've all been there.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. And then I'm also, that's all I'll plug for right now. Cool. Anything else before I barrel towards the end of the episode?
No, you get on that train and you take us into the station.
So, folks, remember, keep to a steady trot.
Jump those hurdles.
And, you know, always make it to the post.
And print. Print.